Avat Chesed is a work that the Chafetz Chaim wrote about the laws and the musar about doing kindness with our fellow men. And we every night we try to learn a small section, a paragraph. We've already covered a fifth of the book. So it was written by the Chafetz Chaim. About 80, 90 years ago. והנה אתה שמידת הדין גברה מאוד על העולם. The Chafetz Chaim says, and now that we see that God's taking exacting judgment in the world. The Chafetz Chaim lived in the 30s. There were pogroms. You know, the Chafetz Chaim would get up in the middle of the night, go up to his attic, and have a conversation with God every night about how the Jews are suffering and how he's begging God to bring the Mashiach. He'd have his own prayer, his own personal conversation with Hashem every night in his attic. He'd pace back and forth and he'd plead on behalf of the Jewish people. So the Chafetz Chaim says, at this time that we see how the exacting judgment is taking hold of the world, and it seems like there is no way out of the sorrows, the afflictions that are coming fresh every day. How much more so do we have to strengthen ourselves with this trait of doing kindness with our fellow men, as he explained earlier, so that through our doing kindness with our fellow men, from above, they will be aroused to do kindness with us. And the verse in the prophet Hosea will be fulfilled with us. The verse says, "Ve'rastich li betzedek u'mishpat u'bechesed u'rachamim." God says, "I engage you with righteousness and justice and kindness and mercy." Amru Chazal and our sages explained about this verse. Shomer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that God, so to speak, declares, "U'ma'elu shen batzman tzichin chesed." If those Homo sapiens, the human beings, they are such a pitiful creature, they need my kindness. And nonetheless, even though they're stuck in the human condition, osim chesed elu imelu, they take the time to help one another. Ani, then how much more so am I obligated? Shani maleh chesed rachamim. I'm not in their pitiful state. I'm God. So how much more so am I obligated? I am suffused with kindness and mercy. Al achat kama v'chama shani tzrich ligmol chesed im briyotai. How much more so that I have to do kindness, I have to go beyond the call of duty with my creatures. V'nireh lin, it would seem to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, shezeh umadita betan deve Eliyahu Rabba sof perek chaf gimen, that this is what the Medrash Tana deve Eliyahu teaches in the end of the 23rd chapter. It says, kshayu Yisrael b'mitzrayim, when the Jews were in Egypt, nitkabtzu kulam yashvu yachad, they all gathered and lived in one ghetto. Mishum shayu kulam ba'aguda achat, so they were all united, v'chaltu brit yachad, and they made a pact together, she'asu gmilut chasadim zeim ze. The Jews lived in one ghetto, and they all agreed, we'll help one another. V'yishmu bilvavam brit Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And they agreed that they'd all keep the circumcision, the covenant of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, v'lavod et avien sh'bashmayim levadon, to serve Hashem alone. V'shelo yanichu lishon beit Yaakov avihen, and that they will not leave the tongue, the language of Yaakov, their father, v'shaloyil medur shon mitzrayim. They won't learn how to speak the Egyptian tongue. And the Medrash goes through that there. U'me'ayah kritut brit ligmilut chasadim. So what does it mean they made a pact, we'll help one another out? Elainyan kachu, but the idea is the following. Ki hem k'sheru she'en shum etzah li'natzel migzerotav shel paro. When they saw that there's no way out of Paro's decree, v'ashibud ulechu mitgaber yom yom, and every day the servitude to Paro is getting worse, Nasu, so what they do, nitkabtu ba'aguda achat v'tiksu yisam al asod laze. So they said, we got to figure out a plan how to get out of this. V'eskimu b'neim she'echu b'derech Hashem levado. So they agreed to go on God's way, v'lo yishanu shmam ulshonam, and they won't change their names or their language. Gam karatu brit yachad ligmol chesed zeim ze. They also made a pact to do kindness with one another, meaning, haynu shal yedei ze yitorer lemala chesed shel Hashem yitbarach aleihem. They said, if we want God to have mercy over us, we'll have mercy over one another. We'll be kind, extra kind to one another. Umimela yevutlul vasof k'zeotav shel paro. And then we'll see how Paro's decrees will be annulled, And next time we'll see how this plan actually worked. We'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, after supper.